This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. All praise due to Allah and His praise and blessings and peace be upon our Prophet Muhammad and his family and his companions and his followers until the Day of Judgment. My dear brothers and sisters, welcome to a new episode of the Magnificent Seven, the great seven men and women which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam described them in his hadith. Seven are whom Allah would give them protection by his shade, or will put them in his shade in the Day of Judgment, where is no shade except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's shade. They are a just ruler, a youth who grew up with the worship of Allah, a person whose heart is attached to the masajid, two persons who love each other, meet each other, depart from each other for the sake of Allah, a man whom an extremely beautiful woman seduces him. He rejects her offers by saying, "I fear Allah," a person who gives in charity and conceal it to the extent his left hand side will not know what his right hand is giving. And finally, a person who remembers Allah in solitude and his eyes well up. My dear brothers and sisters, we will continue talking about the sixth category, the one who gives for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and gives to the extent that his left hand will not know what his right hand is giving, either because he conceals it or because he gives a lot and a lot to the extent that his left hand will not know how much he's giving by his right hand. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that a man one night decided to donate for the sake of Allah or give in charity. So he went outside of his house and he found a woman. He gave her his sadaqah, his charity. Then in the morning, he found out that that woman who took his sadaqah last night, she was a prostitute. وَجَدَ أَنَّهَا زَانِيَةٌ. He found out that she was a prostitute. Then he said, "I went last night to give for the sake of Allah, to give a poor person, and it ends up in the hand of a prostitute. I will try this again tonight." And he went in the next night, and he found a man in the street. He looks like a poor person. He gave him the donation. The next day in the morning, he found out that that man was a rich man in the community. A rich man? Yes. He said, "I tried to give the donation to the one who deserved it, but again, I gave it to somebody who doesn't deserve the money. He's rich. I will try one more time." So on the third night, he went outside looking for a poor person. He found a person in the street and he gave him the money. But again in the morning, he found out that that man he met last night was a thief. So he said, "La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. One night I went outside and I gave it. It ends up in the hands of a prostitute. Then it ends up in the hands of a rich man. Then it ends up in the hands of a thief." But guess what? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted from him and he rewarded him for the three times. And he'd been told that that money he gave to the prostitute, it might be the reason for her to stop doing what she's doing. And maybe that money he gave the rich man, it will stop him from going outside to the street asking for people's money. While he's rich, he doesn't need it. and might also prevent that person from taking people's money, the thief, and he will repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by that. It's not about how much you give. It's not about you have to know exactly in details where this money is going to. When you give it with sincerity, when you give it to the people you know that he deserve it, or you think that he deserve it, your ajr, you will receive your ajr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you for that. Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, three people Allah loves and three people Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hate. The three people Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala love them, رَجُلٌ أَتَى قَوْمًا فَسَأَلَهُمْ بِاللَّهِ وَلَمْ يَسْأَلُهُمْ بِقَرَابَ. A man came to a group of people and he asked them by Allah only, not because he is one of their family members, not because he's a member of their tribe. No, he's a stranger, but he asked them by Allah to help him, to support him. After he finished his presentation and he asked them, after everybody left, a man came in secret and he said, this is my donation. That person who came in secret and donate for the man, not because he knows him, not because there is a relationship between them, no, just because he wants to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he knows that this person is his brother in Islam, he gave them. That person Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. And another group of people, and the second person, a person who in a caravan, traveling with a group of people all the day, when the night comes, everybody is tired, when they touch hit the bed or touch the floor, everybody just go to sleep immediately because they are tired. But that man didn't do that. He stand up in the night praying. He didn't sleep, even though he is so tired. That person Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved the most. And the third person, a person who fought for the sake of Allah until he brought victory to the Muslims' army. And the three people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hate, an old man, but he's a fornicator. A poor person, but he's arrogant. And rich man, but he's abuser. He is abuser. This hadith reported by Ibn Khuzaymah and Ibn Hibban. Abu Kabshal and Mari radiallahu anhu arda said, three things I swear on them, that they are true. Why I don't swear on them? And I heard the Prophet swear on them. ثَلَاثٌ أُقْسِمُ عَلَيْهِنَّ وَمَا لِي لَأُقْسِمُ عَلَيْهِنَّ وَقَدْ أَقْسَمَ عَلَيْهِنَّ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. So what are these three things? The first one, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَا نَقَصَ مَالُ عَبْدٍ مِّن صَدَقَةٍ. No one will donate for the sake of Allah, and his donation will decrease his wealth. وَلَا ظُلِمَ عَبْدٌ مَظْلَمَةٌ صَبَرَ عَلَيْهَا إِلَّا زَادَهُ اللَّهُ بِهَا عِزَّةٌ. And no one will be abused in this dunya, then he will be patient. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him or raise his station, will give him dignity in this dunya. And no one will ask people for money. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make him in poverty. وَلَا فَتَحَ عَبْدٌ بَابَ مَسْأَلَةٍ إِلَّا فَتَحَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ بَابَ فَقْرٍ. Then the Prophet said, I will tell you something, remember it and memorize it. So remember it and memorize it. There is four kind of people in this life. There is four kind of people in this life. A man who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with wealth and knowledge. So he used this knowledge to manage his money in the right way. So he feared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he used this money to donate for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the best man in this world. And the second person, a man who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with knowledge, but he didn't give him money. But he has a pure intention. He always say, if I have money, I will do such and such things, like so and so person who Allah gave him money. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that man who has the intention, who has the knowledge, but he doesn't have the money, he will be with the one who has the money equal. فَهُمَا فِي الْأَجْرِ سَوَاءٌ. The third person, a man Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him wealth, but he didn't give him money. He doesn't have any money. So he mismanaged his money. He misused his money. He used his money in a wrong way, in things which is not beneficial. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, such person is the worst person. Then the last one, a person who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't give him any money or any knowledge or any taqwa. No knowledge and no money. But he still have bad intention. He always think if he has money, he will do such and such evil thing like so and so person. This person and the person who's doing the wrongdoing, the wrong deeds are same, are equal, because that person has a bad intention. This hadith reported by Imam Ahmad rahimahullah in his Musnad. My dear brothers and sisters, if you have the wealth and if you have the knowledge, you have the wisdom to put this money in the right source, you're among the best. You're among the best. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the earth was shaking. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the mountain, and the mountain made this earth settle and calm the way you see it now. So the angel said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mountains, our mountains is the greatest creation you created. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, no, they are not the greatest creation. You know, the iron in the mountain is the thing which is make this mountain settle of the earth. So immediately the angel said, oh Allah, is that means that the iron is are the mountain or the iron are the greatest creation that you ever created? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, no. The iron will be melted by fire. So immediately again the angel asked, does that mean the fire are the greatest? Allah said, no. Fire will be taken away by water. Then they said, so the water is the greatest creation. Allah said, no. Water will be carried by the wind. By the wind. So they said, is that man the wind are the greatest creation you created? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, no. The greatest creation in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's eyes, not the mountains, not the earth, not the fire, the greatest creation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, my slave, when he donates for the sake of me, my slave, when he gives for the sake of me, this is the greatest creation. This is the real hero, the donor, the giver, the supporter. My brothers and sisters, the Prophet ﷺ told us in the Day of Judgment, you will be in the shade of your donation. If you donate a lot, your shade will be wide and thick, and you will be protected. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make among those people who donate for the sake of Allah. Well, now we'll take a break, then we'll come back, inshallah.
Amazing stories.
The stories of the Quran, as well as the stories that were told to us by our beloved Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, are not fairy tales. They are not stories that were made up to convince us of something. They are true stories that actually happened. They said in the masjid, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is talking. They said, subhanallah, baqaratun takallam. They said, subhanallah, a cow that speaks. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this universe, my dear brothers and sisters, in such a beautiful way that everything is balanced, that every creature has a specific function, that they do not go outside of that frame. See, subhanallah, how the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is telling us about the story that happened before us. And this reminds us of the fact that Islam is a universal religion.
In this program, we will know about peoples from different times and places whose stories were mentioned in the Islamic tradition. All of this with Sheikh Lutfi will relate their stories and extract the lessons and wisdom behind them.
Welcome back. To continue our discussion about the importance of donating for the sake of Allah. When we look around us, my brothers and sisters, we see that the Muslims world in great need of reviving this spirit of donating for the sake of Allah, and the charity of Muslims is well needed in the Muslims world. We hear about Muslims in Africa, in Palestine, in Iraq, so many poor people in the Muslim world. Look around you. Look around the community that you live in. You'll see a lot of people who need your help, need your donation, need your support. It's so sad to know that the poorest in the world are the Muslim. But in the same time, which is sounds very weird, that the most of the rich people in the world also from the Muslim world. We are the richest country, but in the same time, we have the poorest community in the world. That shows you there is something wrong. We have the concept of donating and giving and supporting. So this concept is so clear in Sharia. There is so many ahadith, so many verses in Quran encourage us to donate for the sake of Allah. So why we see the situation of Muslim like that? Why we see there are so many members if our families are so poor, while other members in the same family are rich and wealthy and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided? Why you hesitate to give from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have blessed you with? Uwais al-Qarni, one of the great scholars among the tabi'een, used to say, "Oh Allah, I apologize for you. Because some days, because in the night I know there are so many people asleep in my town, hungry, and might not have something to cover with in the night. But oh Allah, you are my witness that I don't have any extra food other than the food I have in my, any food other than the one I have in my stomach. I don't have anything to wear except this clothes that I have on right now. I can't give them. I can't help them. And I feel sad and feel bad that I go to sleep while other people are hungry or have nothing to cover themselves with it." Yusuf, the Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam, had been narrated that he never ever filled his stomach with food. When he was asked why you don't eat until you be full, he said, I'm afraid if I became full, I will forget about the hungry people in my community. I will forget about the hungry people in my community. If you want an example, the best example I can give you is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam never said no to anyone. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whenever anybody asked him something, he will give it to him. He never said no. He never said no to anyone. Once the Prophet sallallahu was giving burda, was giving like a long robe as a gift from a woman, and he loved that robe sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He liked it, and he needed sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When he put it on, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam needed and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam liked it, he put it on. Immediately, one of his companions said, "Ya Rasulullah, would you give it to me as a gift?" The Sahaba told that man, "Why you ask the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam this question? You know he wouldn't say no, and you know that he needed, he liked it, and he just put it on." The Prophet ﷺ immediately took the robe off and he gave it to them. He gave it to the person. He gave it to him. He's a generous man, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was very generous, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The man said, "Nobody should blame me for that. I want that robe after the Prophet ﷺ wear it because I want to have it with me in my grave, that people will use it as kafan to shroud my body with it when I will be replaced in my grave." In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not save anything for tomorrow. Whatever he has, he used to give to people. Anas radiallahu anhu described him. He said the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to be the best man, the most beautiful one, the most generous one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the most brave, ashja' al-nas, reported by Al-Bukhari wa Muslim. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the day of Mecca, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about to enter Mecca, one Bedouin or a Bedouin man came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said, "Oh Muhammad, I see there is a lot of sheep that you have. Is all the sheep belong to you? There are so many sheep that they cover a valley next to Mecca. So the Prophet ﷺ said, you like this these sheep? He said, no doubt, everybody will love that. It's so many of them, it's so good. That the Prophet ﷺ said, it is for you. What? Yes. All this large number of sheep for me? He said, yes, it all belong to you now. You can go take it. And Nabi ﷺ just earned that amount of sheep. But he gave it away, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The man went back to his people saying, all of you should be Muslim. They said, why? He said, because I saw a man, he's so generous, he gives so much, as if he's not afraid ever to be a poor. Ever to be poor. Sometimes your donation can be a very good tool for da'wah to Islam. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, used to give Safwan ibn Umayyah. Safwan was not Muslim in that time. He said, I used to hate the Prophet ﷺ the most. And the Prophet ﷺ gave me money. Then he gave me again and again. Until I realized that he's so generous. And he treated me so good. And that money changed my heart toward the Prophet ﷺ. And the Prophet ﷺ became the most beloved person to my heart. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told his companion once, I'm not a miser. Whatever I have, I will give. No matter how much I will have, I will give it to you. And you will never find me, and you will never find me miser. You know, before the Prophet ﷺ's death, he had ﷺ in his house, 7 dinars, 7 small pieces of gold. The currency of that time was either gold or silver, gold called dinar, and silver called dirham. Anyway, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent it to Ali to donate it, to distribute it to the poor people in his community. But after that, Aisha radiallahu anha sent her servant to look around to borrow from any house next to her house some oil so she can light up a candle in the night, light up a candle in the night, because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so sick, and she said, I'm afraid that the Prophet ﷺ would become more sick and I wouldn't know or notice that because it's so dark. He just donated 7 dirhams. And now his wife looking to have some or small amount of oil. Because the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to give and to give and cares about others more than he cares about his own self. Once the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, nobody ever, his wealth benefited me except the wealth of Abu Bakr, except the money of Abu Bakr, radiallahu anhu arda. His money helped me a lot in several occasions. When the Prophet ﷺ said that, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu started crying. And he said, Ya Rasulullah, me and whatever I own belongs to you, Ya Rasulullah. My dear brothers and sisters, the companions of the Prophet ﷺ are great examples for those generous ones who will give and give until their left hand will not remember or recognize or know what the right hand is giving. For instance, Uthman radiallahu anhu arda donate 300 camels in the day of Usra to support the Muslim army. Not only 300 camels, 300 camels and whatever the rider of this camel needs, whatever the warrior will need, whatever the soldier will use in the battle, it's all from one person, from Uthman radiallahu anhu wa arda. Uthman radiallahu anhu wa arda, the one who purchased a well, it's called Rumiya, and he donated that well for the sake of Allah so the Muslim can drink from it for free and they don't need to pay tax to any owner of this well. Abdurrahman ibn Auf, another great example. Just in one incident, he donated 400,000 pieces of gold to the Prophet's wives after the Prophet's death. Because the Prophet said, the best among you are the one who will take care of my family after my death, طلحه الفياض, طلحه الخير, طلحه, the good طلحه, the generous طلحه, the one who donate his money for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abu Muhammad, one of the 10 people that the Prophet ﷺ gave them the glad tiding of Jannah together in one hadith. He donate his garden for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one day again, he donate more than 400,000 pieces of gold for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ja'far ibn Abi Talib, the cousin of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, used to feed the poor people in Medina. He used to carry the food to them and to deliver it to their homes and to their houses. Ibn Umar radiallahu an, free over 1,000 slaves for the sake of Allah. He used to purchase the slaves and he will free them for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nafi' said, once I witnessed my father, Ibn Umar, when he received 20,000 pieces of gold. Ibn Umar received 20,000 pieces of gold. His son Nafi' said, wallahi, he distributed all before he leave his position. He said, this is, take it to the poor people, take it to the masakeen, take it to the people who need to be free, some slave to free them, use this money. He distributed the whole money, 20,000 pieces of gold. And we're talking about a society is not that rich. And they were not born rich people, but they were rich in Iman. They have trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the question here, how can you be among those people who donate for the sake of Allah, who use this power, which is money, to be utilized to support the message of Islam, to support the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the religion of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How can we use that? How can we apply this in our life? First of all, my brother and sisters, look around you. If you have a family member and they are poor, donate to them. Make sure that you take care of them. If you have children, they deserve your sadaqah more than anybody else. If you have a son or daughter want to get married, help them. Donate your money to them. But not from the zakat, but from your donation. If you have a brother or sister, give them. Make them self-sufficient. Also support the masjids, the Islamic centers, the da'wah activity, the callers to Allah, the du'at. Help all Islamic activity. Help the projects that would care about spreading da'wah. Like if there is a project about a project to propagate Islam in one of the countries, support such project. If there is a da'iyah, a scholar need to be supported, support them. Always think about the people next to you. Always give and don't hesitate. Remember Allah's promise that whatever you spend for the sake of Allah, He will replace it for you in the dunya by another amount of money better than what you gave, and in the akhirah with the excellent reward, with Jannah wider than the heavens and the earth. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among the mutasaddiqeen, the giver, the donor for the sake of Allah. And I will see you in the next episode, insha'Allah ta'ala. He stand up in the night praying. He didn't sleep, even though he is so tired. That person Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved the most. And the third person, a person who fought for the sake of Allah until he brought victory to the Muslims' army. And the three people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hate, an old man, but he's a fornicator. A poor person, but he's arrogant. And rich man, but he's abuser. He is abuser. This hadith reported by Ibn Khuzaymah and Ibn Hibban. Abu Kabsh al-Anmari radiallahu anhu ardah said, three things I swear on them, that they are true. Why I don't swear on them? And I heard the Prophet swear on them. ثَلَاثٌ أُقْسِمُ عَلَيْهِنَّ وَمَا لِي لَا أُقْسِمُ عَلَيْهِنَّ وَقَدْ أَقْسَمَ عَلَيْهِنَّ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. So what are these three things? The first one, the Prophet said, مَا نَقَصَ مَالُ عَبْدٍ مِّن صَدَقَةٍ. No one will donate for the sake of Allah, and his donation will decrease his wealth. وَلَا ظُلِمَ عَبْدٌ مَظْلَمَةٌ صَبَرَ عَلَيْهَا إِلَّا زَادَهُ اللَّهُ بِهَا عِزَّةٌ. And no one will be abused in this dunya. Then he will be patient. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him or raise his station, will give him dignity in this dunya. And no one will ask people for money. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make him in poverty. وَلَا فَتَحَ عَبْدٌ بَابَ مَسْأَلَةٍ إِلَّا فَتَحَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ بَابَ فَقْرٍ. Then the Prophet ﷺ said, I will tell you something, remember it and memorize it. So remember it and memorize it. There is four kind of people in this life. There is four kind of people in this life. A man who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with wealth and knowledge. So he used this knowledge to manage his money in the right way. So he feared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he used this money to donate for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the best man in this world. And the second person, a man who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with knowledge, but he didn't give him money. But he has a pure intention. He always say, if I have money, I will do such and such things, like so and so person who Allah gave him money. So the Prophet ﷺ said, that man who has the intention, who has the knowledge, but he doesn't have the money, he will be with the one who has the money equal. فَهُمَا فِي الْأَجْرِ سَوَاءٌ. The third person, a man Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him wealth, but he didn't give him money. He doesn't have any money. So he mismanaged his money. He misused his money. He used his money in a wrong way, in things which is not beneficial. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, such person is the worst person. Then the last one, a person who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't give him any money or any knowledge or any taqwa. No knowledge and no money. But he still have bad intention. He always think, if he has money, he will do such and such evil thing, like so and so person. This person and the person who's doing the wrong deeds are same, are equal, because that person has a bad intention. This hadith reported by Imam Ahmad rahimahullah in his Musnad. My dear brothers and sisters, if you have the wealth and if you have the knowledge, you have the wisdom to put this money in the right source, you're among the best. You're among the best. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the earth was shaking. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the mountain, and the mountain made this earth settle and calm the way you see it now. So the angel said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mountains, our mountains is the greatest creation you created. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, no, they are not the greatest creation. You know, the iron in the mountain is the thing which is make this mountain settle of the earth. So immediately the angel said, oh Allah, is that means that the iron are the greatest creation that you ever created? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, no, the iron will be melted by fire. So immediately again the angel asked, does that mean the fire are the greatest? Allah said, no. Fire will be taken away by water. Then they said, so the water is the greatest creation. Allah said, no. Water will be carried by the wind. By the wind. So they said, is that man the wind or the greatest creation you created? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, no. The greatest creation in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's eyes, not the mountains, not the earth, not the fire, the greatest creation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, my slave, when he donate for the sake of me, my slave, when he gives for the sake of me, this is the greatest creation. This is the real hero, the donor, the giver, the supporter. My brothers and sisters, the Prophet ﷺ told us in the Day of Judgment, you will be in the shade of your donation. If you donate a lot, your shade will be wide and thick, and you will be protected. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make among those people who donate for the sake of Allah. Well, now we'll take a break, then we'll come back, inshallah.
Amazing stories.
The stories of the Quran, as well as the stories that were told to us by our beloved Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, are not fairy tales. They are not stories that were made up to convince us of something. They are true stories that actually happened. They said in the masjid, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is talking. They said, Subhanallah, Baqaratun Takallam. They said, Subhanallah, a cow that speaks. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this universe, my dear brothers and sisters, in such a beautiful way that everything is balanced. That every creature has a specific function. That they do not go outside of that frame. See, subhanAllah, how the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is telling us about the story that happened before us. And this reminds us of the fact that Islam is a universal religion.
In this program, we will know about peoples from different times and places whose stories were mentioned in the Islamic tradition. All of this with Sheikh Lutfi will relate their stories and extract the lessons and wisdom behind them.
Welcome back. To continue our discussion about the importance of donating for the sake of Allah. When we look around us, my brothers and sisters, we see that the Muslims were in great need of reviving this spirit of donating for the sake of Allah, and the charity of Muslims is well needed in the Muslims' world. We hear about Muslims in Africa, in Palestine, in Iraq, so many poor people in the Muslim world. Look around you, look around the community that you live in. You'll see a lot of people who need your help, need your donation, need your support. It's so sad to know that the poorest in the world are the Muslim. But in the same time, which is sounds very weird, that the most of the rich people in the world also from the Muslim world. We are the richest country, but in the same time, we have the poorest community in the world. That shows you there is something wrong. We have the concept of donating and giving and supporting. So this concept is so clear in Sharia. There is so many ahadith, so many verses in Quran encourage us to donate for the sake of Allah. So why we see the situation of Muslim like that? Why we see there are so many members if our families are so poor, while other members in the same family are rich and wealthy and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided? Why you hesitate to give from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have blessed you with? Uwais al-Qarni, one of the great scholars among the Tabi'een, used to say, oh Allah, I apologize for you. Because some days, because in the night I know there are so many people asleep in my town, hungry, and might not have something to cover with in the night. But oh Allah, you are my witness that I don't have any extra food. other than the food I have in my, any food other than the one I have in my stomach. I don't have anything to wear except this clothes that I have on right now. I can't give them. I can't help them. And I feel sad and feel bad that I go to sleep while other people are hungry or have nothing to cover themselves with it. Yusuf, the Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam, had been narrated that he never ever filled his stomach with food. When he was asked why you don't eat until you feed, until you be full, he said, I'm afraid if I became full, I will forget about the hungry people in my community. I will forget about the hungry people in my community. If you want an example, the best example I can give you is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never said no to anyone. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever anybody asked him something, he will give it to him. He never said no. He never said no to anyone. Once the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was giving burda, was giving like a long robe as a gift from a woman. And he loved that robe, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he liked it. And he needed it, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he put it on, because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam needed and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam liked it, he put it on. Immediately one of his companions said, Ya Rasulullah, would you give it to me as a gift? The Sahaba told that man, why you ask the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam this question? You know he wouldn't say no. And you know that he needed, he liked it. And he just put it on. The Prophet ﷺ immediately took the robe off and he gave it to them. He gave it to the person. He gave it to him. He's a generous man, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was very generous, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The man said, nobody should blame me for that. I want that robe after the Prophet ﷺ wear it because I want to have it with me in my grave that people will use it as kafan to shroud my body with it. When I will be replaced in my grave. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not save anything for tomorrow. Whatever he has, he used to give to people. Anas radiallahu anhu described him. He said the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to be the best man, the most beautiful one, the most generous one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the most brave. Ashja' al-Nas, reported by Al-Bukhari wa Muslim. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the day of Mecca, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about to enter Mecca, one Bedouin, a Bedouin man came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said, oh Muhammad, I see there is a lot of sheep that you have. Is all the sheep belong to you? There are so many sheep that they cover a valley next to Mecca. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you like this? These sheep said, no doubt everybody will love that. It's so many of them, it's so good. That the Prophet ﷺ said, it is for you. What? Yes, all this large number of sheep for me? He said, yes, it all belongs to you now. You can go take it. And Nabi ﷺ just earned that amount of sheep, but he gave it away. ﷺ. The man went back to his people saying, all of you should be Muslim. They said, why? He said, because I saw a man, he's so generous, he gives so much as if he's not afraid ever to be a poor. Ever to be poor. Sometimes your donation can be a very good tool for da'wah to Islam. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to give Safwan ibn Umayyah. Safwan ibn Umayyah was not Muslim in that time. He said, I used to hate the Prophet ﷺ the most. And the Prophet ﷺ gave me money. Then he gave me again and again. Until I realized that he's so generous. And he treated me so good. And that money changed my heart toward the Prophet ﷺ. And the Prophet ﷺ became the most beloved person to my heart. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told his companion once, I'm not a miser. Whatever I have, I will give. No matter how much I will have, I will give it to you. And you will never find me, and you will never find me miser. You know, before the Prophet ﷺ's death, he had ﷺ in his house, 7 dinars, 7 small pieces of gold. The currency of that time, it was either gold or silver, gold called dinar and silver called dirham. Anyway, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent it to Ali to donate it, to distribute it to the poor people in his community. But after that, Aisha radiallahu anha sent her servant to look around to borrow from any house next to her house some oil so she can light up a candle in the night, because the Prophet ﷺ was so sick, and she said, I'm afraid that the Prophet ﷺ would become more sick and I wouldn't know or notice that because it's so dark. He just donated 7 dirhams, and now his wife looking to have some or small amount of oil. Because the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to give and to give and cares about others more than he cares about his own self. Once the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, nobody ever his wealth benefited me except the wealth of Abu Bakr, except the money of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu arda. His money helped me a lot in several occasions. When the Prophet ﷺ said that, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu started crying. And he said, Ya Rasulullah, me and whatever I own belongs to you, Ya Rasulullah. My dear brothers and sisters, the companions of the Prophet ﷺ are great examples for those generous ones who will give and give until their left hand will not remember or recognize or know what the right hand is giving. For instance, Uthman radiallahu anhu arda donate 300 camels in the day of Usra to support the Muslim army. Not only 300 camels and whatever the rider of this camel needs, whatever the warrior will need, whatever the soldier will use in the battle, it's all from one person, from Uthman radiallahu anhu wa arda. Uthman radiallahu anhu wa arda, the one who purchased a well, it's called Rumiyah, and he donated that well for the sake of Allah so the Muslim can drink from it for free and they don't need to pay tax to any owner of this well. Abdurrahman ibn Auf, another great example. Just in one incident, he donated 400,000 pieces of gold to the Prophet ﷺ's wives after the Prophet ﷺ's death. Because the Prophet ﷺ said, the best among you are the one who will take care of my family after my death. Talhatul Fayyad, Talhatul Khair, Talha, the good Talha, the generous Talha, the one who donates his money for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abu Muhammad, one of the 10 people that the Prophet ﷺ gave them the glad tidings of Jannah together in one hadith. He donates his garden for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one day again, he donates more than 400,000 pieces of gold for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ja'far ibn Abi Talib, the cousin of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, used to feed the poor people in Medina. He used to carry the food to them and to deliver it to their homes and to their houses. Ibn Umar radiallahu anh, free over 1,000 slaves for the sake of Allah. He used to purchase the slaves and he will free them for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nafi' said, once I witnessed my father, Ibn Umar, when he received 20,000 pieces of gold. Ibn Umar received 20,000 pieces of gold. His son Nafi' said, wallahi, he distributed all before he leave his position. He said, this is, take it to the poor people, take it to the masakin, take it to the people who need to be free, some slave to free them, use this money. He distributed the whole money, 20,000 pieces of gold. And we're talking about a society is not that rich. And they were not born rich people. But they were rich in Iman. They have trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the question here, how can you be among those people who donate for the sake of Allah, who use this power, which is money, to be utilized to support the message of Islam, to support the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the religion of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How can we use that? How can we apply this in our life? First of all, my brothers and sisters, look around you. If you have a family member and they are poor, donate to them. Make sure that you take care of them. If you have children, they deserve your sadaqah more than anybody else. If you have a son or daughter want to get married, help them. Donate your money to them. But not from the zakat, but from your donation. If you have a brother or sister, give them. Make them self-sufficient. Also support the masjids, the Islamic centers, the da'wah activity, the callers to Allah, the du'at. Help all Islamic activity and help the projects that would care about spreading da'wah. Like if there is a project about a project to propagate Islam in one of the countries, support such project. If there is a da'iyah, a scholar need to be supported, support them. Always think about the people next to you. Always give and don't hesitate. Remember Allah's promise that whatever you spend for the sake of Allah, He will replace it for you in the dunya by another amount of money better than what you gave, and in the akhirah with the excellent reward, with Jannah, wider than the heavens and the earth. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among the mutasaddiqeen, the giver, the donor, for the sake of Allah. And I will see you in the next episode, insha'Allah ta'ala. Bum, 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 bum